Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Satshishi Mai Bhakti Vansanka Paramaraj Kiyajaya. All glories to the Assam devotees. All glories to the Assam devotees. All glories to the Assam devotees. All glories to Shri Guru. Mukam karati vachanam angam mahate girin yatakandam mande Shri Guru Mintitayam. Om Gyanam Tivarandasya Gyanam Chanashnavakaya Chakshuni Samyena Tasmai Shri Guruvay Namaha. So the first thing we're going to do today is we're going to do an exercise of meditation on Tulsi Devi. Because last time she came, the whole class, and we didn't do it. So I want to start first, so make sure we have time today. First, we'll start out with a very auspicious exercise. And before we do the exercise, I'll say a prayer. Our Hindi translator hasn't come today. No. Do we have a Hindi translator? You'll translate? Okay. Okay. Until our Hindi translator comes, maybe he thinks it's at 7:30. And so, because it was supposed to be 7:30, and we might have some people coming at 7:30 instead of 7. I didn't hear the change of time. Okay, so maybe he will come, and in the meantime, he can translate. So items that are related to Krishna are called tadiya. And the highest form of tadiya seva is Tulsi seva. Skanda Purana, it says, Dishta Shvishta Kata Thata Kirtika Manita Shita Rokita Sita Nityam Purtika Tulasi Shiva Navaha Tulasi Sedin Gevi Janti Nei Dine Yuga Koti Sahasrani Te Santi Hare Sine. Tulsi is auspicious in all respects. Simply by seeing, simply by touching, simply by remembering, simply by praying to, simply by bowing before, simply by hearing about, simply by sowing, simply by offering water to, or simply by worshipping Tulsi, there is always auspiciousness. Anyone who comes in touch with the Tulsi tree in the above-mentioned nine ways lives eternally in Vaikuntha. So, very fortunate are those who are serving Tulsi Devi. Now, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada talks about chanting in front of Tulsi Devi. Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra was a vow before the Tulsi plant had such great spiritual potency that simply by doing this, one can become spiritually strong. So if any of you have problems of weakness in spiritual life, then you can chant in front of Tulsi Devi and your prayers will be very quickly fulfilled. All of you who are living outside should have Tulsi plants, and you can chant in front of Tulsi if you have any problems. Prabhupada says, therefore we request the members of the Hare Krishna movement to follow Haridas Thakur's example rigidly. Chanting 16 rounds does not take much time, nor is offering respects to the Tulsi plant difficult. The process has immense spiritual potency. One should not miss this opportunity. So we heard, by thinking of a person, you get 1/100th of their spiritual piety. So Tulsi Devi is such a person. If you meditate on her very, very quickly, she will fulfill your desires, spiritual desires. So now we have some Tulsis around the room. You can choose one that you can see, and we're going to chant but while meditating on the Tulsi plant. We're going to chant some japa while in doing this meditation on Tulsi Devi while we chant. Okay, ready? She devotional service, sadhana bhakti, you would develop a desire to attain to me. So this is the perfectional stage. And the second way of understanding this prayer is, although sometimes we may experience these symptoms, still the heart remains hard, attached to sense gratification. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have no devotion for Krishna. Even I'm crying, I'm coming to the level of crying, but I'm not on the level of love. I'm just crying to make a show I'm a great devotee. I don't love Krishna, Lord Chaitanya said. If I had any love, then I would die. I could not keep this fly-like body alive. So we said this verse before. I'll say it again. It's from Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 3rd chapter. Sarashmasaram vidayam bhateram yatriyamanai harinam bhateram vikriyatatsa yadam karanite chalam bhatare shivasham. Certainly, that heart is steel framed, which in spite of one's chanting the holy name of the Lord with concentration, does not change when ecstasy takes place, tears fill the eyes, and the hairs stand on end. So Prabhupada, he said that there is a word in Sanskrit, ashmasaram, steel framed. He says nowadays the doctors can change the heart. They can give you a steel framed heart, or some kind of an artificial heart. He says, but we can understand also that formerly they had these kind of hearts also before. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in the Sanskrit. So they used to have steel hearts in the past also. So just like stone or steel does not melt very easily, so anyone's heart, which doesn't change after chanting Hare Krishna regularly, must be a steel-framed heart. Offenses. What to do? So Prabhupada said, but you go on chanting, and gradually the heart will be cleansed. And we gave you those prayers. You can pray before chanting, you can pray after chanting to please forgive my offenses. And that will be very helpful. So the second prayer, the seventh verse of Shikshastra. Jagaritam nimechena chakshurusha pavishtaryam shitaryam jagatsarvam govinda hiranyaname. Oh Govinda, feeling a separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. This is vipalamba prema, mood of separation. Even in this world, we can experience separation. Sometimes you're expecting somebody to come. They've been away, maybe your son, or maybe your husband, or maybe your child, your loved one. And you're waiting, and the clock is ticking, and you're looking at the door, and you're waiting for the sound to come, or sometimes you're going and looking out the window, and you're waiting for this person. So this is, you're expecting him to come. So this is, Prabhupada said, this feeling is the same as our waiting for Krishna to come. We're looking, where is Krishna? When will he come? When will I see Krishna? When will he appear in my heart while I'm chanting Hare Krishna? One moment is like 12 years. Or sometimes we may go to the Holy Dham. When will I again see the Panchatattva? When will I see Radhishyamsundar? When will I see Govardhan Hill again? So sometimes we feel like that, we devotees. Srila Prabhupada, he says in Nectar of Devotion, if you just go to Vrindavan, you'll feel separation from Krishna there. On every tree is written Radhe Radhe. In Vrindavan, and even the rickshawwalas, instead of saying get out of the way, they say Radhe Radhe. And if somebody comes to deliver your milk, he'll say Radhe Radhe. So this is Vrindavan. Always separation from Krishna. So on the level of bhava, we experience this. In the level of ruchi, or taste, then we experience attachment to the process, hearing, chanting, serving tulsi, different processes. When we go to the next level of asakti, we get attached to the personal form of Krishna. We always want to see that form. We go to see the deities in the morning, and then we study very carefully what they are wearing. And we try to remember it during the day, something special. Maybe there was a butterfly that was in the fruit. And somebody was telling me, I don't remember who told me, but the pujari asked them, did you notice what I did different today? The pujari asked one devotee. And he said, and the pujari said, if you notice, I will give you a prize. And that devotee was thinking, oh, I don't know. And then somebody came up to her, one of her friends, and said, did you notice how Krishna is different today? And she said, yes, he didn't wear some certain thing he wasn't wearing that day. And so this devotee was praying to Krishna, please help me, I can't see. And then this other devotee came and told her what it was. So she got the prize. So we should be very attentive when we go for darshan. Because this is how Krishna will come in our mind, and Krishna will come in our heart, first as a deity. I was a pujari for 7 years. And sometimes I would have some dreams of Krishna. Krishna would be in the form of the deity, Govinda. I would have dreams like that. Sometimes very funny dreams. One time I had a dream where I was dressing them, but they wouldn't stay on the altar. They were tired of being on the altar, and they wanted to run around and have fun. And it was time for opening the curtains, and I said, listen, you have to get back on the altar. Nobody's going to understand. Because they'll think I did it, you know. It's my fault. Why you put the deities out to speak? So sometimes Krishna may come like that in your dreams. But anyway, this is something different. If you're a pujari, then you know what I'm talking about. And sometimes these things happen. I remember after I left my service in Calcutta and I was on the train going to Bombay, then I was dreaming that the deities were right there with me, Radha Govinda, on the train. So this is how to remember Krishna, even though we cannot see Krishna with these eyes. We can see him. He's there every day. Did anybody, who had darshan today of Radha Ras Bihari? Anybody have darshan this morning? You remember what color?
Pink.
Blue and pink. Very good. You are very perceptive. So during the day, you should remember what he was wearing, how they were looking, and then you'll be very happy. While you're driving your car, or if you have a difficult part in your day, just remember the deities and pray to them, and they will be there, because one form of the deity is in the mind. It's the mental form of the deity. So you can do this. So here it is explaining, we should try to come to the stage of eagerness to see Krishna, not be complacent in our service. Prabhupada tells how we should not think. Okay, if I become Krishna conscious, okay, if not, it doesn't matter. I'll just keep going on as it is. Prabhupada said, no, you should be so eager that if you're not Krishna conscious for 1 minute, then you feel like something's wrong. There is some problem. Lord Chaitanya, he was completely mad. He was in Jagannath Puri, and he was trying to find Krishna. He couldn't see Krishna. He was rubbing his face against the wall so he could get out somehow and look for Krishna. So he was mad for Krishna. This is called separation. There's 4 types of separation from Krishna. One is called Purvarag. Purvarag means the separation from Krishna you may experience before meeting. That is the kind that we can have. Of course, if you're attached to the deity, you may have another kind. But Purvarag generally is for those who have not met Krishna yet. But even the gopis, they were meditating on Krishna, they have not yet met Krishna. In Krishna book, there is a chapter, Venu Gita, and this is the type of meditation that they were having before meeting Krishna. They were describing the effect that Krishna's flute had on different types of living entities. Does anybody know what happens when Krishna blows his flute? Okay, the what? What is that?
All the living entities, they are stationary, and all the
Okay, the moving living entities become stationary, and the stationary ones start moving. Yashoda, Jamuna, Yamuna becomes
stands
still. And sometimes she comes and offers lotus flowers to Krishna's feet. So these things are happening. The trees start moving. The calves stop moving. And they keep the water. And they don't drink the water. And they can't take the water from their mothers. Although that's all the calves want, if you see any calf. All he wants to do is drink milk from his mother. So, but these calves, when they hear Krishna's food, they stop drinking. And they start crying. And they just listen to Krishna's food. And the birds and the trees, they stop. And they listen. And so this is the effect of Krishna's food. And this is the description that the gopis were given of separation before meeting Krishna. Because they were hearing the food. So we are all hearing the food of Krishna. You know what the food is? Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is the food of Krishna. We're all hearing it, so we have the same chant as the gopis do. That's the first kind of separation is purvara. And second is mana, anger. That's more like Radharani. Radharani gets angry and she doesn't allow Krishna to come. Third kind of separation, prema, vaichitya. Separation in the very presence of the beloved. So we can also actually experience that if we go to the holy dham, we're in the presence of the deities, and we're feeling, oh, I have to leave tomorrow. I won't see Panchatattva again. I won't see Govardhan again for so long. So we can experience that separation in the very presence of the beloved. Pravasa, separation due to living in a distant place. So when Krishna went to Mathura, also when we leave the holy dham, now I live in Vrindavan, but before I used to visit Vrindavan, and every time when I would leave Vrindavan, I was thinking, oh, I don't want to leave. And then finally I got that, and it became my address, Vrindavan, the place where I live. So then it's nice. And so sometimes people imitate these symptoms. This is not good. In Radhakund, there are some Babaji's who give Siddha Panali initiation. They tell you what is your relationship with Krishna, and 11 different things, what you look like, what your seva, so many things. But if you get these things before you achieve the qualification, then there will be bad reactions, actually. You will lose your faith, because you're not on that level, but you're trying to be on that level. When Prabhupada was here, there was one of my godbrothers, and he got somebody told him his relationship with Krishna, he was a peacock. So he started practicing, and it wasn't very good. So this is not to be imitated. This level will come after asakti, when we can, in our heart, when our heart, all the garbage is gone, in our heart, we will see Krishna. In our heart, we will see who we are, actually. What is our spiritual form? In our heart, we will see who is going to teach us how to be in that spiritual form. In Nectar of Instruction, it's described apritak bhava. It's a level, this is the level where you can actually live in Radhakund and do Ashtakalya Lila Smaran, or you can think of the Eightfold Pastimes of Krishna. It's a very high level after Anarjuna Vritti. Now we also have our Ashtakalya Lila. We can think of Krishna's Eightfold Pastimes. It's happening every day in Arjuna temple. In the morning Krishna wakes up and he has his Mangalarti. That's called Nishant. So that's the first time meditation. And then he's coming, he's ready to go out with the cowherd boys at Shingararti. His mother has dressed him up and he's ready to go out. Yes, we can see he's going out. Actually, in New York temple, one time, the temple president got the bright idea to make Mangalarti at 3:30 in the morning instead of 4:30 in the morning. And so, because the Sankirtan devotees, for some reason, they were coming, they had to get up earlier so they could go out earlier to sell books. So they changed the Mangalarti. And so Prabhupada came for darshan, and he said, the deities look very tired. He said, what time do you wake them up in the morning? And they said, 3:30. He said, no, 4:30. Krishna, all day long he has to go out and herd the cows. Now he needs to get a good night's sleep. So while you're waking him up so early. So I don't know where in New York he's going to herd the cows, but I guess he'll find some place. And he has to go upstate maybe. But not in Manhattan, in Brooklyn. The Prabhupada said he was herding the cows all day, even though he's from New York, Brooklyn. So it's actually happening here in our in all the temples. Krishna is having his Ashtakalya Leela, and we can meditate in that way. At Shringadarti, he's ready to go out. He's all dressed up nicely for his mother, and like a dramatic actor going off to the forest. Then at noontime, he gets a little breakfast at 8:30. His mother sends out some breakfast for him because he might get hungry. And then at 12 o'clock noon, he has his picnic lunch with the cowherd boys. So many preparations. And 4 o'clock, he's on his way back. He's coming back from the forest. And finally, Sanyarti, we're greeting him. We're greeting him. He's coming back into Vrindavan. We're greeting him. He's coming home. And then nighttime, he's going to sleep 8:30. So yes, we can meditate on Ashtakalya Leela also. It's happening every day in our temple. And that is our level of worship. And if it comes, if the other pastimes come automatically and naturally, then that's very nice. And the state, the level will come, the time will come when these leelas will be manifest in our hearts. But actually, Lord Chaitanya teaches direct contact is not possible. Separation is the highest. We should not be proud that, oh, last night I saw Krishna and he was feeding me and so many things are happening. No. Not like that. We should be proud that last night I dreamt that I was serving my spiritual master, serving Srila Prabhupada. I was helping them and they were feeding Krishna. That is the proper mentality. We are going das, 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 and das. That is our position. We cannot be Yashoda, we cannot be Nanda. All the positions are taken, all the 8 gopis are taken, all the 16,000. We can just be servant of the servant of the servant and be satisfied with that. But actually, the servant of the servant of the servant gets more happiness than Krishna and Radharani herself. And that's why Krishna wanted to become servant of the servant of the servant as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then he got the highest happiness that everybody else was tasting, that he couldn't taste. He was only enjoying as the enjoyer, but not as the servant. So this is the highest happiness. So now we're going to chant with the video. We're going to Vrindavan, and we're going to Govardhan, actually. So we'll be chanting at Govardhan Hill, and perhaps we'll feel some separation while we chant. So the video is ready. lot of clouds here. We've seen a lot of clouds already in Bombay. Lots of clouds. Okay, stop. Oh, we're off the clouds, okay. Thank you. Vrindavan at Govardhan Hill. So Srila Prabhupada was telling us that Vani is more important than Vapu. If we can hear the sound vibration, we can gain solace and we can feel the presence of Krishna more strongly. We know that when Krishna left this world, Arjuna was overwhelmed. He lost all his power. But when he began to remember Bhagavad Gita, he became pacified. So whenever we feel separation from Krishna, we can start chanting the holy name. So, let's see what I should do now. Do you want me to stop about, have a break, Nanda Bhakti? At now, what's the time? Is it 8 yet? 10 minutes to 8. Okay, I'll go for another 10 minutes. And then we'll have a break. Yes? Okay. We'll do the last verse. Ashri Shava Parashana Yashima I know no one but Krishna is my Lord, and he shall remain so, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. So this is the highest level of devotional service. Even though I may not see you, for so many lifetimes, still I love you. So that is the mentality of the gopis, that in this material world is the opposite. If you cannot see somebody, you become angry. And why is he not coming? Why is he not with me all the time? Sometimes if the husband goes traveling all the time, the wife doesn't see and she becomes angry. So, but with Krishna, it is different. In the spiritual world, it's different. Even if they don't see Krishna, they still love him. So one side, you break my heart by not allowing me to see you. The other side, still, I love you. So no money, no disappointment. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gives a commentary on this verse. He says, by bestowing his blissful audience, Krishna gives happiness to my soul, and he speaks words of love to me. But again, by his absence, he burns my heart. And he, who is the treasure of my life, gives distress to my soul. Whatever his happiness is, that is also my happiness. Therefore, I do not care about my own happiness or distress. They are equal in all ways. So devotees are very humble. They don't demand Krishna, please come here, I want to see you right now. And Krishna won't come anyway, it's up to him when he will come. But even nowadays, this is of course a very, very high level of devotional service, but this verse can be applicable to in our lives even now. There are some symptoms that we can see in devotees of intense love for Krishna and their spiritual master. There is actually one word that explains the symptom you can see even now in devotees who have a very high level of love. If anybody can think of that one word, the question is, the symptom of love for Krishna, how can you see it in a devotee now? What is that symptom? Hair standing on it, that'll be hard to see. Surrender, okay. Tears in the eyes. Something else? Okay, I'll tell you. Yeah, sincerity is there. Actually, Srila Prabhupada says, determination to execute the order of the Lord and the spiritual master. Determination to execute the order, no matter what happens, even in the greatest danger. If a devotee has this determination to carry on no matter what happens, this proves his love. This proves his love. Just like Arjuna, when he was in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he heard the news that his son Abhimanyu had been killed. So Srila Prabhupada was lecturing on Bhagavad Gita. Somebody in the audience, I think it was in Hyderabad, he raised the question. He said to Srila Prabhupada, "I think Arjuna was not a pure devotee." You know why? Because he heard the whole Bhagavad Gita, then his son was killed, and he was lamenting. He should not lament. He's not a pure devotee. And Srila Prabhupada said, "No, that is not the test of who is a devotee. The real test is this." So he lamented. He said, "That is natural. A human being is going to lament. This will happen. If your son dies, you will lament. 16-year-old boy killed unfairly by all the great generals. So he will lament. But the real test was that Arjuna, after lamenting, what did he do? He didn't leave the battlefield and say, 'Okay, I'm quitting.' He fought even more vigorously the next day. He didn't stop his devotional service to Krishna, but he carried on even with more determination. And he actually had to go through the whole army of Duryodhana to reach Jayadrata to kill him. He had to go through the whole, took him the whole day, because Jayadrata wanted to go home. When he heard Arjuna was going to kill him, Jayadrata, "I'm going, I'm leaving." Now, Duryodhana said, don't worry, we'll put you way in the back, miles and miles away, back of the army. We'll have all the big generals there to protect you, don't worry. But Arjuna, it's described he was going so fast that he was shooting his arrows, but he was going before the arrows. He was shooting, but the arrows were going back. Because Krishna was his chariot driver, so so he could go fast. He was going, so he had to go fast to reach the end of the army where Jayadrata was. And then, of course, at the end, Krishna helped him. He had to do before sunset. So then Krishna made it like the sunset, and everybody, they were cheering on the other side, "Yay, okay, we won." And then Arjuna shot him. And then the sun came back. So Krishna was helping. He didn't fight. Of course, he did fight with Bhishma. With Bhishma, he broke his promise. But with Jayadrata, he just did some mystic yoga. He covered the sun. But anyway, the point is that Arjuna did not leave the battlefield. He stayed on the battlefield and he fought. So this is the test of someone who has love for Krishna. He may not even be on the level of Krishna Prema, but if he has this determination, no matter what happens, he continues his devotional service. That is the test of his love for Krishna. So one time, Srila Prabhupada was sick for 3 days, very, very sick, and his servant was concerned. But he didn't want to ask Prabhupada the question directly, "Were you suffering?" He knew that was not a good question to ask Srila Prabhupada. So he asked Srila Prabhupada, "Does the pure devotee suffer?" What is the answer? Yes or no, or maybe, or... Who says yes?
Physically yes.
Mentally
no.
Yes. Mentally no. Yes?
Physically yes.
Yes? No? Never? Okay, I'll tell you what Prabhupada says. So, when he was asked, "Does the pure devotee suffer?" Srila Prabhupada said, "It was a lover's bite." So that's what he was feeling, that he was in Krishna's hands. Actually, it's like that for the devotee, that we can see at the time of death, when the devotee leaves his body. I've seen devotees leave in Vrindavan. It's not like an ordinary death. It is very happy, it is very joyful, it is very peaceful. And because even this life, when we have trouble, we can see the hand of Krishna. There is an analogy that there is a mother cat, and she is carrying the kitten in her mouth, and the kitten is feeling very happy because the kitten is going home with the mother. But sometimes the teeth of the mother, he feels. The kitten may feel the teeth, but he likes the feel of the teeth of the mother because he knows where the mother is taking him. So sometimes in our life we may feel the teeth of Krishna carrying us on the way back to Godhead, but we should know that that's what's happening, that we're being carried to the spiritual world. And sometimes it may be a little bit rough if the mother starts running with carrying us in the mouth. Then we feel that she has to hold on more tightly, and so we feel the teeth. So we have to see when these times come, what direction is Krishna trying to take us. He's taking us, the mother cat is taking us in a certain direction. We may be going in the wrong direction, and so then he has to take us another direction. And so the non-devotee, of course, is like the rat in the mouth of the cat. Doesn't know where he's going, but he certainly knows what's going to happen to him. He's going to be eaten by the mother cat. He's going to be dinner. So that is death for the non-devotee. They know they are going to suffer. They don't know where they're going, but they know what they did in this life. And it doesn't, it's not very good. So therefore, we should know that Krishna is there for us and he's taking care of us. And if we feel some problems, then it's just Krishna, the mother cat, taking us in his mouth, in her mouth. So, Srila Prabhupada said this desire, this feeling of separation of Radha and Krishna, actually Radharani for Krishna. I mean, she was always crying. She was always, the six Goswamis also, they have that mood. Somebody was talking about mood of the six Goswamis. The mood of the six Goswamis is separation. That's, hey, what is that song, you know? Hey, Radhe, Vajdevi Ke Chalavite. Where are you? Where are you, Radha? Where are you, Krishna? So then, there is a, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says one verse. Again, we are reminding you. Nishkapata yatne kare name acharane Doahoya napataha alpotine. If one sincerely takes shelter of the holy name, crying at the name's lotus feet, then the anarthas will quickly disappear. So now we're going to do an exercise, which is quite different. And we will close our eyes, we will take our japa mala, we're going to close our eyes, and we're going to chant. Now all of us know that Krishna is in our hearts. This time, while we chant, Krishna is going to come out of our hearts and he's going to sit right in front of us. And he's going to listen to what we are saying, every syllable. He's going to hear our mood. He's going to hear how we are pronouncing the name. He's going to hear how we're calling him. He's looking at us with his gentle, sweet smile. Compassion-laden eyes. He's observing our expression, hearing the vibration, perceiving your attitude, and feeling the pulse of your heart. So he is listening very attentively. He knows your mind. So we have to chant very seriously and very sincerely. And this practice will make your chanting more personal and help you realize Krishna's presence. Our only desire this time is to make Krishna happy by your chanting. We want to please Krishna. That is what we want to achieve in this chanting. So now close your eyes. Krishna is sitting right there. And he's listening, and we want to please him. Here we'll start.
Thank you.
that helpful? Somebody's still in trance here. Could you, is that helpful in your, to concentrate?
Yes.
He's actually there.
Yes.
Good, so you can practice this in your chanting. He's right there with you, listening. He wants to hear how you're chanting. And you try to please him with your chanting. So these are things you can do. Okay. So, Ananda Bhakti, should we have a break now of 10 minutes? Okay, and you have something, or it's just a break, or you have something? Okay. How many of you were not here the first day? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, for those of you who are not here the first day, we're going to show the Bhagavad Gita interactive CD during the break. And so you can see what it is. And it will be available after the program. Okay, the rest can go. You can, okay, here we go. And the rest of you can go and have something outside. And those who are not here can stay and see the CD. How do you go?
Small request. Recording it on this. Can we get the other thing? They go to convert it.
That is
me,
I'm not.
But they. He asked me to take Mataji's permission. He said, I can do that. So they just want your permission for that.
Yeah, my permission. But it's not my recording.
No, but still, they said, keep Mataji permits. Then we can record it and then distribute it to the devotees.
Yeah, why not?
That's
fine with me. Okay. You can take this. Okay. You can just let him do the CD and. Chapter 3, this is the greatest sacrifice for Vishnu must be performed. So this is sacrifice for Vishnu. Next, the verse is also there. Approach Guru, chapter 4. Next. Chapter 5, Bhaktaram Yatita Sam Saranoka Maheshwaram. Next. Chapter 6, there is a Karmi in the back, and the Gyani Yogi, and the Devotee is the highest. Next. Chapter 7, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, sound and ether. Chapter 8, whoever remembers me, time of death will go to me in his next body. 9, next. The devotee is Mahapanastu Mamhuasa, Daivam Prabhuji Mashita. The devotee is under the shelter of the divine energy. This is Radharani, protecting Raghunathas Goswami. Radhakrishna. Next. Machita Makata Prana, Bodhiyamta Parasparam. These are the six Goswamis having great ecstasy in discussing Bhagavad Gita. Next. This is chapter 11, Time I Am, Destroyer of All the Worlds. Next. Chapter 12. This is Krishna and Garuda picking up the devotee, verse 6 and 7. And behind the devotee there is Panchatattva pushing up from behind. Because we need extra help in this Kali Yuga. Okay, go back to home, because we have to be fast. It's a short break. Go to chapter 2. And we'll go inside. Now we'll see one picture for each verse. Go to 11 to 19. This is Soul is Eternal, this is the section name. You can drag it, drag the picture to the right, to the left. Yeah, drag it. There's verse 19. Drag it more. Verse 11, the wise laments neither for the living nor the dead. Verse 12, never was there a time when I did not exist nor you for all these kings. Verse 13 in the middle. And we have also the verses in poetry form on the right side. It's Mata Sparsha Skontea, verse 14 there. You must tolerate heat and cold like summer and winter season. Okay, go back to home. We will show chapter 3. The end. 3. Yeah. You hit there, opens up to the chapter. Go to the left. 3643. Conquering lust. Hit on that. So just drag to the left. And there we have lust. Is lust 37. It is lust only that is the problem. Verse 38, three different analogies, like fire covered with smoke, human being, dust covering the mirror, is the elephant. Go down all the way. Lust is sitting on the senses, mind, intelligence, verse 40. And then verse 41, now we are picking up knowledge, the weapon of knowledge, fighting with lust, chanting, he's got his beat back there, chanting Hare Krishna, see at the bottom, and lust is running away. And now the senses, the mind, everything is controlled, and he's chanting very happily. Okay, go back to home, we'll go to chapter 9. Go to the end, last one. 26, yeah, pure Gosha service.
Have to get some more money.
No. Now go down. Radha Krishna at the center here. Pure Gosha service. Go to Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhakti Prajati. Verse 26. For every verse in Gita there is a picture. Go down all the way. Down. Go ahead. Okay, he is equal, I'm equal to all, but for my devotee, I'm a friend. He's super soul in everyone else's heart. We keep going to the, keep going now across. We show them that last one. This is verse 30 and 31. Go up all the way, Here we have the devotee who has fallen down and he's engaging in illicit activities, but in his heart, the lotus feet of Krishna are there. And Krishna is pulling him up by his hair. He's bringing him back to devotional service. Okay, so you can go take off. Yeah. Okay, we want to see the last verse, Manmana Bhagavato, the devotee is thinking, the lotus feet of Krishna, verse 34.
Keep going.
Yes. Okay, so you can escape. Go up. Oh, no, all the way.
Yeah.
Finish.
Yeah.
So the CD is available for 150 rupees after the class. So you can go get refreshments. Those who didn't have you should take something. Some drink? Oh. If we have time, we'll do one more CD. We'll see. If there's time, we'll do another one. I'll just check.
Thank you, Shama. It's 8:20 now.
Okay.
You would be winding up by 8:45, like that?
8:45. Okay. Is it possible? I think it's possible.
Half an hour.
Yeah. I don't have to do all of this. I've got one exercise I want to do, so I'll do that first.
And then 50 minutes can be given to devotees if they have anything to say.
Okay. Okay, we can do that.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I think we won't have time for the CD, but we will do something. This one, now let's get to there. Okay, you can call the devotees outside to come in. And we can start. I'm supposed to finish in 25 minutes. Always. There's always something. I may not need that. I don't think so. Come. You can wait. Okay. Anyway, just leave it. I'll do that one. I may not need that. Heavy.
without it.
Okay, everybody's here. I want you to take out a piece of paper that you can take out. If you have a book, you can take it out. That would be good. If you have some paper, you can take it out of your book. If you can't take it out, then don't worry. Yeah, get it from somebody. Take out a piece of paper. Have your pen ready. I want you to write down in one sentence or two sentences or three sentences, maximum three sentences, what does the holy name mean to you? You have two choices. You can write, what does the holy name mean to you? Or you can write down a prayer to the holy name. That's your two choices. Or you can write down if you have some experience in chanting. You got three choices. But you only have three sentences maximum. So I'll give you a few minutes to write down. And then I want you to pass your papers up to me, and I'll just read a few without mentioning any names. You don't have to write your name. It's completely confidential. You don't have to write your name on it. But just, what does the holy name mean to you? Or you can write a prayer to the holy name of Krishna. Not in Krishna. Thank you. Hindi ones, somebody else will read. Here's a good one. Thank you. So I'm not going to read all of these because we don't have time. But I will just try. I will just select a few. I will just like that. Read them. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Oh, most wonderful name of the most attractive personality. Please give me your association always so I can perfect my existence in this lifetime. Kids were to study in the night to prepare for their exam. Lights went off. Electricity board said some technical fault. They were repairing it from the other end of our area, and it would take two hours to reach our building. Having no choice, kids and myself started chanting. The lights came. Electricity board started repairing from our end. So whenever you're out, your electricity stops, you can try. But in Vrindavan, it doesn't work. You chant, the lights will go off. Maybe in Bombay, it will have that effect. But in Vrindavan, it's not going to work. Holy name fulfills all desires of the living entities. There is nothing left. If the holy name is remembered, then the life, it is the life of the living entity. Okay, the holy name, all auspiciousness, eradicates desires, surpasses liberation. These are meanings, only means to get Krishna. Holy name for me is just something Krishna wants me to do, chant perfectly. It's my duty, it's my job. Okay? Lord is almighty, his name is all-powerful, he is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, indweller of living beings, thou art such an under. Oh, here's a blank. Oh no, it's the other side. So we had an impersonalist in the group. No, a holy name is non-different from Krishna. It has all the potencies in it that is in Krishna. Nothing remains in this world other than the holy name. It would take one to the spiritual world. Okay, Hindi. Somebody can read this Hindi. Okay?
Naam ka arth hai purn roop se prem pana. Naam ka arth hai kabhi negative nahi se sochna. Ma matlab मेरा ईगो नहीं
पूर्ण
रूप से प्रेम पाना ना का अर्थ है कभी निगेटिव नहीं सोचना मतलब मेरा ईगो नहीं मुझे चाहिए जब
Okay, we'll just go on. We'll move on here. Holy name means love, sustenance, shelter, strength, surrender, inspiration. It's a long sentence. Consistence, glorification, connection, concentration, and happiness to me. Okay? Holy name, please guide me in my wretched long life in this world. I'm drowning somewhere in the middle of an ocean. Please guide me to do what Krishna wants me to do. I'm confused and sinking in the ocean of misery. Holy name is Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, most beautiful gift. It is said and believed. Oh, here we have. What is the holy name? Shri Krishna Sharanam, Mama. I want always to be at your lotus feet. Please help me to get my desire to be fulfilled. I humbly pray to you, the lotus feet of Krishna, to please, please humbly engage me in your service. Hari means take away. Yeah, Hari. Krishna means, Lord Ram means God. God takes away everything that you have which is not Him. Maya is not mine. So Krishna takes away illusion and places me in the reality that actually surrounds you, but you cannot see due to ignorance. Another meaning, please help me become qualified to serve. Another meaning, Vipalamba and Samboka. O Nam Prabhu, please turn me back, I turn you back to, interesting, it can't be this. I'm always way behind everyone, waiting for you to rescue me. Holy name is my only connection with Radha Krishna and whole Guru Parampara, none different from their roaches. By nature, O Nam Prabhu, you are the highest. By nature, I am attached to so many bad things. I pray to your lotus feet to give me shelter at your feet and culminate all my attachments and detachment to your lotus feet only. Okay. Ecstasy, bliss, liberation. I feel more at peace within myself and life has suddenly given a new meaningful diversion, a reason to live in this world, to become eternal devotee of Krishna. Good. Our reason should be to chant. Holy name means the world to me. My life's existence and nectar, I rejoice every moment. Without the holy name, life is useless. Holy name has sustained me and my family, has kept me in spiritual life. Holy name means my love, my husband, my eternal love. I just want to love him and feel love in return. Radharani, this energy is my daughter. I want to shower love on her. When will I be able to chant the divine names of Shri Radha and Krishna with tears flowing from my eyes in total absorption? That's a prayer. Holy name means Krishna himself, very pure for me, means everything for me. Holy name is everything for me. My prayer is, please give me taste for chanting and dance on my tongue all the time. My O Krishna, I belong to you, but I forgot you because of my sinful activity. Please accept me back in your Goloka Dham. Please accept me. Okay. O Hara, Devji, please engage me in service of God, Lord Krishna. Narayani means Brinda Devi. And I pray her name to get the creeper of devotion to be strong by every moment in time. Holy name of Krishna is my protector always, gives strength to me, purifies my heart, and gives me peace of mind. Holy name reminds me of Nityarian pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. Holy name is everything, contains the whole spiritual world, associates everything. Holy name is everything, all pastimes form qualities, removes material desires, gives pleasure. I can see Krishna standing before my eyes. Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, the first contact between Krishna and living entities, the holy name. When, oh when, my Lord, will I meet you in your name? And when will you dance on my tongue as I shed tears of love? Okay, this is, alas, this is due to many offenses. Holy name is an airplane given by the spiritual masters. This are air who posted here. Yeah? Airplane given by the spiritual master to go back home, back to Godhead, to serve the service of the servants of Radha and Krishna. Okay, here's an experience. I'm at the temple at around 4 a.m. every morning. I chant a few rounds standing close to Prabhupada, and I feel the moment. I shut my eyes and chant. I feel I can actually see Srila Prabhupada. Turn back and I look towards me. Turn back and look towards me. One of the reasons I never try at Miss Mangalarti for the last 5 years, chanting in front of Srila Prabhupada. Please engage me in your service, my eternal Lord. Give me some place at the dust of your lotus feet to serve you eternally. O Radharani, please engage me in devotional service. Let it be the whole and soul of my life. O Krishna, please bestow your unalloyed mercy by making me always remember you and never forget you. O dear holy name, please help me chant sincerely and seriously without offenses, so as I will please my Guru Maharaj and be happy and go back to Goloka Vrindavan. I'm reading actually everybody. Somehow I'm a fast reader. Holy name is none different from Nami. Krishna should be honored, repeated, and adored. Oh Lord, please help me come back to you. Love, devotion, gratitude. Oh Krishna, you are fully manifest in your holy name. Please help my mind to be tame. Without your help, I'm absolutely lame. This is my prayer to you, dear holy name. You're a poet. There's a poet here. Okay, another two Hindi ones. We'll get to those. Holy name. To attain loving devotional service unto my Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, through the civic succession, my prayer to Holy Name is to give me sincere desire to serve the pure devotees and such mercy to make me a pure devotee. Holy Name to me means presence of Krishna complete with his captivating beauty, manifestation of his qualities, and displaying his wonderful pastimes. And here we have the Holy Name in one word, everything. Okay, now we have two Hindi ones, which can be passed to the back to be read. So we have 5 minutes left. You can read.
हरिनाम मेरे लिए जन्म मृत्यु के चक्र से उद्धारक है और सर्वोत्तम आनंद और सेवा प्रदान करने वाला है. नाम जपने से मेरा अनुभव यह है. नाम का अर्थ है पूरी तरह से शांति, सुख और आनंद.
Okay, thank you. I'll read you. This was given to me before class from Bharata Sarthi Prabhu about chanting. A recent letter to Satyadeva. I won't read the whole thing. I'll just read one nice paragraph, or maybe two. Recently, while chanting, I had some thoughts that I wanted to share with you. Bhajan realization means japa realization. Spiritual thoughts realized while engaged in the process of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If we have some divine thoughts, it is not material but comes from upper to lower. Divine thoughts are bestowed upon a qualified jiva by Yoga Maya. Through the medium of Yoga Maya, an eternally liberated associate of the Lord or the Lord himself gives that mercy. Any experience of the Lord or his associates or his abode descends from the higher realm to the lower realm. It does not come by our own efforts. And conversely, any mundane thoughts like anger, lust, pride, or attachment for material things come from our own mind, influenced by Mahamaya or the three modes of material nature. When a devotee attempts to chant, the mind will oscillate from sublime thoughts to mundane thoughts. Means goes back and forth. The sublime thoughts descend from above, the mundane thoughts ascend from a lower level. If during chanting we can meditate on the deity, Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jamuna, Radhakund, any form of the Lord or any associate of the Lord, it is by the mercy of that particular person or place or pastime. To be able to remember spiritual objects is an act of mercy. That mercy comes from that spiritual object when you are hankering to remember. Okay, so that is Parshtasavu. And I'll give you an example of the highest level of chanting. This example is from Gaura Kishore Das Babaji. Once one devotee went to do his chanting, where Gaura Kishore Das Babaji did his. He used to chant in the outhouse. The what you call it in the bathroom, the latrine. He was chanting so nobody will bother him. So this that time Gaura Kishore Das Babaji was not there. This devotee went to this place and he heard the sound of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You know who was chanting? The bricks and stones on the wall. They were chanting Hare Krishna. So this is Gaura Kishore Das Babaji. So he saw the power of his chanting, the name of Krishna. Even the unconscious things had been infused with consciousness. And, okay, so that is the last thing we have. I think our time is about over. Ananda Bhakti Mataji, the time is over. Yes? Huh? Time is over. 9:30. She told me 8:45. 5 minutes more. I don't know. I'm just the servant here. Okay, we can have questions. We can have questions for 10 minutes. No, you can't skip. We will have 10 minutes for last questions. Yes. Okay, she wants, the question is my experience in chanting and how I have improved. So my experience is the first 24 years in chanting, I was just doing it more or less mechanically as a duty, and I was just chanting my rounds, 16 rounds every day. But then the point came in my life where I was alone, and my husband had left, my son had gone to the Gurukul, and I had lost all my friends, somehow or other, and so I just decided to chant, and in front of my deities. And so I was chanting, and I was hearing, and I decided, okay, I want to do some different kind of chanting, I want to reform my chanting, and I tried, the first thing I taught you, just try to chant one perfect mantra. So I was trying to chant one mantra, and then one mantra, then two mantras, three mantras, four, and after some time, it was becoming almost 5 minutes that I could chant very attentively. And from this chanting attentively, then I began to understand, actually I was praying to Krishna, because that time of my life I didn't know what is my seva. 7 years I was pujari in Calcutta, 7 years I was in Juhu, then 7 years I was taking care of my son. So I came to Vrindavan, I didn't know what is my seva. So after, by this chanting attentively, then I understood my seva is to teach. So when you chant very attentively, then you contact the super soul. And any spiritual desire you have in your heart, that will be answered by Krishna. And so during a few months, then I was experiencing many different things during chanting. Actually, I wrote several poems about that experience. And I have those poems. But the main thing was that I was searching for Krishna, but at the same time I was feeling a little fearful because I had my material consciousness and I didn't know what it would be like. But still, it was a very rewarding experience. So all of us can have that if we just chant attentively Hare Krishna. That's how I started. And that was my course. And so many experiences I had just in those few months when I just started to hear attentively, that I would, just whole poems would come, experiences would come in my mind, in my heart, and just verses from Bhagavad Gita I would understand, like my mana bhagavata, what it means while I was chanting it. The verses I would, had new meaning for me, what it means to think of Krishna, to follow his instructions, to be surrendered. What is the Bhakti Lata Creeper? So many things that I had read and heard about had new meaning for me. And then after that, I became involved in, when I started to teach Srimad Bhagavatam again, the chanting helped me so much. And even before that, I was writing some curriculum for Bhagavad Gita. I was supposed to write essays on all the themes of Gita, so I just chant. I go into Srila Prabhupada's house in Vrindavan, I chant in front of Srila Prabhupada. And while I was chanting, just essays will come in my mind, and I go back and just write them down. I don't have to think. And so chanting is very powerful. And then for studying Srimad Bhagavatam, same thing, I had to teach Bhakti Vaibhav course. And so sometimes I wouldn't understand the verse, so then I would read the verse, then I would chant one round. And while I'm chanting that round, then I will understand the verse, what the meaning. And sometimes I would, that's how I would study before I would teach every day. Before I would teach the class in my Japa time, I would read one verse and chant one round. Read one verse, chant one round. And one time in the third canto, a very difficult chapter about time. And so that time I was doing that, I mean, I was chanting. And a whole big chart came. And then I just wrote it down quickly, notes, and then I wrote it for the class. On the different times in different higher planets and Brahmaloka and Earth and how it all compares together. So that's what vidyavatu jivanam, the knowledge comes from chanting. Everything comes from chanting, just like somebody said. Everything. Everything. Nam chintamani. It is chintamani stone. Especially spiritual desires will come. Material desires will also come. Be careful. That's offensive chanting. You will get your material desires. But that is, I mean, my experience, I told you, I think, about the near-death experience also I had. And also sometimes I was also having some test from Maya. And so when that happened, then I increased to 32 rounds and I passed the test. And so it's always the Holy Name that is coming to the rescue. After my near-death experience also, I could not accept my identity because I had left the body and I came back. And I was thinking, how come I got an old body? I should have a young one. I came to the same old body again and I couldn't accept, you know, how come I have to accept this identity? I mean, I guess I do, you know, because that's what the body is. But so then again, I was like that, in a very strange state of mind. So then I decided to increase my chanting, and then I became okay. Increased to 25 rounds, and then I could accept, okay, this is, for now, this is my identity, and I have to serve with this identity, serve Srila Prabhupada, and that's the way it is. You can't change that. You can change your attitude, but you can't change the identity, the corrupted karma. There's so many experiences in chanting. I was also saved from danger a few times while I was chanting. Saved from danger, I can't remember. Oh yeah, I was in a car accident. And the car was out of control. It was in America. Going one lane to the other lane, back and forth, out of control, in the rain. It was raining, and our devotee driver thought he's transcendental. He did. Windshield wipers were broken, but that didn't stop him from going the same speed. Couldn't see anything on the road. But the devotees don't have to follow the rules, so, you know. But and so we were in the, you know, it was going back and forth, one lane, other lane. Finally, we went across on the wrong side, and then we went off the road. And we went over a bridge with a very small river. We went over. We didn't go down. And then we landed in a ditch. And I was the only one who was not injured. I had a Tulsi pot on my lap. I had not a scratch. But next to me, my husband was injured. I had to pull him up from the car. He couldn't walk. But then after a month, he was okay. So we were chanting very loudly. When we were out of control, nothing we could do, we were chanting. And that's one so many examples of how chanting saved my life so many times. And so it works. Krishna is there when you chant. I have experience. And so I keep chanting. Keep on chanting. Okay, any other questions? Yes.
What would you do if you could just
talk? Okay, microphone is coming. For you. Late? Better late than never.
Hare Krishna. What steps would you take, when you are not able to finish chanting alone?
Oh, what steps do I take if I cannot finish my rounds? I will just chant the next day. I mean, usually if I cannot finish, it means that there was some big seva I had to do. And so then next day I will chant. If you're a pujari, it's difficult because you have, and during japa time, you're doing your seva. Actually, you're not supposed to do this, but I only had 4 hours sleep. I was 20 hours engaged. So I was chanting during Bhagavatam class. I don't know what to do. I had to chant. The rest, I was always engaged. But that's only in an emergency situation. And also when I had my baby, it was difficult too because he was feeding every hour. He was a big baby. He was very hungry. So I was chanting while I was feeding him. And selling, I was at the book table at Juhu also at the same time, 5 hours a day. So I just gave him his grains. I didn't wait 6 months. When he was 4 months, I said, that's it. You're going to have your grains right now, the grain ceremony. I don't care if you can. He couldn't walk yet. He couldn't crawl, but he got his grains because he's eating too much. So sometimes you have these, I hear mothers, they say, oh, I have a child, I cannot chant. No, but you can. I do. I was chanting and feeding at the same time and selling books at the same time. It's possible if you have the determination. You can do it. You can find the time. But the thing, if you do, if something, sometimes it happens, you cannot do it, you do it the next day. Or the next day. Don't let it go too far. Sometimes if you're sick, it may take a few days to make up. How to enhance the determination? How to chant 16 rounds in a day. To make sure you will get up. To do what?
I think sincerely, as well as doing all the things.
You pray before you chant. You pray, please help me. I want to chant sincerely. I want to chant attentively. It helps a lot if you pray. Prayer is very powerful. Any sincere prayer will be answered by Krishna. Okay? Yes. Next question.
Morning, I get up and I do my cleaning of the temple. And then we offer, give bath to the Lord, we shake and all. At the same time, I get a telephone from the vice president of the temple that we will go to New Bombay anywhere for the temple. Somebody is coming, so we will go together. At the same time, I have another option on the next door where morning 5:30 onwards, there is Bhagavatam going on for 3 hours. At the same time, I have an option where I have to chant my.
Oh.
Where do I go?
Where do you go? I think you better ask the temple question. I don't want to get in trouble. Yeah, sometimes we have to try. The devotee has to be intelligent how to do one thing after the other. Just like Yashoda, she had the milk on the stove and Krishna was feeding. She put Krishna down. So you have, sometimes you have to put your mala down and go put the milk off the fire. So like that.
But you got the problem.
Huh?
But you got the problem.
Well, I mean, Krishna, she was feeding Krishna.
She left him and she was in problem.
And she?
She was in problem.
She had problem. She got problem. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Are the four things that is work?
Yeah.
One is reading Bhagavatam.
Get up early.
Worshipping the deities.
Don't sleep.
And they were shelter.
And office, right?
Office is afterwards.
Afterwards. Oh, this is your job,
it's time. That time.
I think you have to get up earlier in the morning.
No, that's what I get up and I get the office.
Yeah, I know. Well, you better. I think, 2:30, temple president is sleeping. You have to get up before him. Pujaris sometimes they have to do. They get up to 30 chants before Mangalarti. Chant their 16 rounds before Mangalarti and then they can do their puja. I couldn't do that because I had to wake them up and do Mangalarti also.
Could you give the priority?
Yeah, the priority is, well, to get up early. No, night before. You have to think. Not when it happens.
So when I get up in the morning, I know all this agenda.
No, night before you know. You must know also night before. Night before you have to think. Don't wait till the emergency comes. That is not good intelligence. Oh, the emergency came. Now what do I do? No, you must plan ahead.
If you're not able to plan, a muda like me.
Then just pray for help. What can I say? Okay, I think we have to. We have one last question.
No,
two.
We can go.
Ananda Bhakti is not happy. No, something. She has something planned. So we don't. We may not know. But wait, now she has the mic, so she gets to speak. Whoever has the mic gets the question.
Thank you, Samantha. It's been amazing learning experiences. One your clarification. The last.
Yeah,
that's when you said that, you know, Krishna's right in front of you, you're listening to every little thing.
Yes.
But isn't that the ground rule for every chanting that we do, right? I mean, that Krishna, that
Yes.
Yeah,
actually, yes, but I just wanted to make you more conscious. That, you know, he's actually there, but now you're going to be conscious of it. See, if your eyes are open, you might get distracted. So somebody's in the backside, one man. A couple of, okay, we'll go to the back and then we'll come back on this side. And then Ananda Bhakti will get her side. We've got three more questions, and that's the limit. And then we will go on with, okay, number one.
Can chanting be an option? Prabhuji said that chanting is an option. So can chanting be an option for the...
No, chanting is the most important thing. And it is good if you can plan so you can get more chanting because you have your puja. You know you have your puja every day. That has to go on. And so you should try to chant before your puja, do your puja, chant after your puja. Sometimes emergency may come, not every day, you have to go with the temple president, sometimes. But before the Bhagavatam should come the chanting, and then we have our Bhagavatam class here also. So chanting, you should try to make chanting a priority. That should be the priority. Sometimes you have an emergency.
When we chant, we are praying to the Lord, to Radharani. Please give me devotional service.
Yes, and he gives
and
you.
Here's a chance I'm getting devotional service.
Yes. So you have to say, especially if it comes during japa, he says, okay, here it is. You say, no, I'm chanting. No, yeah, so you have to be intelligent. I'm sure, you know, in your business, these things happen too, and you know what to do. Okay, number two.
Yeah. हमारी जो यहाँ पर जो सेवाएं हैं तो हमारी यहाँ पर जो सेवा अधिक होती है तो वही सेवाएं अधिक ध्यान होती है
okay, what's the
question? Second question.
Okay, one at a time. He's cheating, he's taking two. Yes.
Whatever service we have here, does the same service continue in the spiritual world? Do we get the same service in the spiritual world?
If you're puja, you may. Oh! Oh, very good. Srila Prabhupada said, pujari is liberated. He's touching Krishna's body. It's the most perfect service to Krishna. He's directly with Krishna and he will continue his service in the spiritual world. Yes, happy. No business. Yes?
भगवान के साथ हम सेवा करते हुए जो हमें रियलाइजेशन या अनुभव होता है वो हम भगवत अन्य सेवाओं में बताते तो एक अपराध है या बताना चाहिए नहीं चाहिए
Whatever realization we get by serving or by chanting, if we tell that experience to others during Bhagavatam class or during other times, is it an offense to narrate our experiences?
No, it's very nice. It is very nice if it will help to increase the faith of our devotees. And but sometimes if it is too much, if it is confidential, then you should not say. It is only for those devotees who are on the same level as you. Some things you can say, some things you don't say. So you have to know. You have to have that intelligence.
You should be devoid of pride and...
Yes, devoid of pride. It's also how you say it. How you say it. Okay? Hey, somebody got in here.
Is it same with the home worship?
Home worship. If you are doing it according to the rules and regulations, then it's the same. If you are following cleanliness, punctuality, purity of mind. Okay, number three was over here. Somehow he became number four.
Is it that 99.9% of spiritual life is based on chanting?
Okay, the question 99.9% is based on chanting. Well, chanting is in all, actually that was the one thing I didn't say today, but Lord Chaitanya says chanting is the most important. Śrī Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, of all the five most powerful forms of devotional service, chanting must be there as well. For deity worship, you must chant. In association of devotees, you must chant. In the holy dharma, you must chant. Chanting Hare Krishna, you must chant. And Bhagavatam glorifies the chanting from beginning to end. And the reason why we hear Srimad Bhagavatam and read Srimad Bhagavatam is to get attached to chanting Hare Krishna. Right in the beginning of Bhagavatam, Appana, Sansitim, Gauram, Yannama, Vivishogaram, even if you unconsciously chant the holy name, 14th verse in the first canto, right in the beginning, you unconsciously chant, you will be saved from fear. Fear personified. At the end of, in the middle of Bhagavatam, Ajamila Lila, Ajamila was saved by the holy name. At the end of Bhagavatam, last verse, Nam Sankirtanam. In every canto of Bhagavatam, holy name is glorified. Canto 5, where it talks about creation, there's two, three verses of the holy name. One verse, even the Chandala who will chant the holy name, he will be uplifted to the highest. Prabhupada says that when you chant the holy name, your subtle body is changing, although you cannot see it. So when our subtle body changes, then we are no longer what you see on the outside. Actually, our real body is the subtle body. The outside is just covering. The real self, the real material body is the subtle, the mind, intelligence, false ego. That will carry you to your next body. So the more you chant, and the more the subtle body is changing to a spiritual body. So this is a very important point. Okay, now we will stop. Oh, there was one more devotee with here who had a question. He's been waiting patiently now. So let's give him a chance. Wait, we're giving you the mic.
I was reading that book there for Simple Truth.
Simple Truth. Hmm. I know the author.
And
my husband.
And you are, I can see from there when you were married, you took in Krishna consciousness and then brought him up to take at that stage when you were attracted, were you as much fond of the holy name?
Yes. Not the lifestyle, but the holy name. I was thinking, yes, the holy name is very nice, the books are very nice, devotees are nice, prasadam is nice, but I don't want to live with them. I want my independence. So 5 months after I met the devotees, then the devotees said to me, you should come to the temple and stay for the weekend. Prabhupada is coming. I said, okay. So I went to the temple overnight. We were painting the temple all night. That was the ritual, to paint the temple before Prabhupada would come. Next day, Prabhupada phoned up and said, I'm not coming. But he sent 4 sannyasis instead. So I stayed the weekend, and I was so happy. I said, why should I go home? I said goodbye to my husband. And I came to the temple. My attraction was immediately for the holy name. That was the first thing. Holy name, and then Bhagavad Gita. I got the Bhagavad Gita. I was on the street, and some Jagarani it was, came, and she distributed to my husband a pamphlet, Who is Crazy? And my husband, at that time we had, actually most of our life we had no money. That time also we had no money. He had it because he was a hippie. He refused to work. So he had only 25 cents in his pocket, and it was for his bus fare to come home. And she gave him this pamphlet and said 50 cents. And he thought, okay, I got her. I only had 25. And he showed her to prove. So she grabbed the money and gave him the book, and he had to walk home from the bus money. But anyway, we got the book, and I was attracted very much to this Hare Krishna. I was a musician before, so when I heard, I was very attracted to sound vibration. When I heard Hare Krishna, then I thought this is the perfect sound. And so then I couldn't stop chanting after the first time I heard the Hare Krishna mantra. And the books were the same from a young age. I was reading when I was a small child, from age of 7, 8, I was going to the library and taking this many books out and reading every week all these books. And my goal was to read the whole library. Then I started reading Prabhupada's books, and that was it. I stopped reading all the other books. So yeah, my attraction was to chanting, to the prasad, and to the dancing also, but to the books especially. And the artists were at Boston Temple. I was attracted to the beautiful pictures. They were all over the temple. The pictures, everything I was attracted to actually. And especially the chanting. And then my first service was to go out 12 hours a day on the street chanting, Harinam. 10 in the morning till 10 at night. We were on the street chanting. 2 months. No, 6 months I did that service. So that when you do that, when you chant like that, then you're not in the material world anymore. You're just in the spiritual world. You don't care what happens or what happens to you or anything. You're just with in the holy name. And so that was my experience when I was a new devotee, just chanting Hare Krishna. That's all we did. I forgot about that experience. I didn't tell you. Yeah, and then 2 months later my husband also joined, 2 months after I did, because his philosophy was that he will not work, so I was working, so when I left he lost his financial support, so he had to also join and become a devotee, and he didn't have to work still outside, it was not work, it was seva, so his philosophy agreed with ours. Yeah, chanting was always very attractive. But the books also, I was very attached to the books. Okay, now Ananda Bhakti is ready. She got the microphone. Okay.
I asked some of the participants to take your words, so I request Maritia to convey your words.
Hare Krishna. My privilege to express on behalf of all the participants of the seminar. I want to be here.
It's coming.
Hare Krishna. On behalf of all the participants here, I have it's my privilege to express our deep, heartfelt gratitude to Narayani Mataji. It's been wonderful, very, very. Actually, there are no words because the whole seminar transported us to another world. We were no longer in material world. All the 10 hours, now I think today is 11th hour again, beyond that. So it's all the 10 hours that we had literally transported us to the spiritual world. And the seminar was very, very significant from a number of angles. I would say the first one from the point of view of the subject matter of the seminar. Nobody can ever say that this subject matter does not interest me or apply to me or is not, you know, significant for me. Each and every devotee, the holy name is the means and the end. It's the ultimate. And even after 30 years in movement, 40 years in movement, whatever number in movement, nobody can say I have actually perfected my chanting. So there is always a scope of perfecting our chanting, and the wonderful techniques that were given for chanting are good for even a neophyte devotee as well as for a devotee who has been practicing for many years. So that is regarding the subject matter. Secondly, I would like to say that the personality who gave the seminar, no words again, but somehow to express that Srila Prabhupada's presence was felt at each and every moment of the seminar. This is the power of a pure devotee and a pure devotee's pure representative. No doubt that Vani is very, very powerful. It is given more importance than Bapu. But at the same time, when we read Prabhupada's book, because his Vani is there, but we have, as third generation devotees, have not really experienced his Bapu. When we hear from the people who have experienced his Bapu, who have been in direct touch with Prabhupada, have taken so much from him personally, it is totally a different experience. We can really feel what was Prabhupada, who was Prabhupada, how he dealt with things. And we could understand that yes, Prabhupada was beyond this material world. Super excellent, super powerful, super wonderful. So we realize who Prabhupada is. Therefore, the association of such elevated disciples of Prabhupada is very, very valuable. And we always seek that, and we pray to Narayana Mahaprabhu to come more often, come always, maybe once in a few months, 6 months, 8 months, whatever suits our schedules, but we would really like her to come again. And if we keep getting such seminars more and more, I'm sure each one of us will become really a good devotee, because this particular subject matter only can take us back to one. And the third angle I would like to say is the way the seminar was presented. It was not just bookish knowledge, it was not just jnana, but vijnana. With so many of her anecdotes about Srila Prabhupada, with so many of her personal realizations about the Holy Name and what the Holy Name did to her in her personal life, it became a reality. We may read about the Holy Name so many times, but how much realization does that give us? Not so much till we will realize it ourselves. But a person who has realized the knowledge, when he speaks, that has real power. And that has the power to transform the hearts of people to understand, yes, chanting is so important. Chanting is the only thing, and I have to somehow perfect it in this life. Otherwise, what is the use of my being a devotee? So this realized knowledge of her, I would say, really to some extent rubbed on, passed on to us, and really encouraged us in becoming better in our chances. So Mataji, we are really, really thankful.
Thank you so much.
I would now like to request one or two other devotees. There are many elevated devotees, actually I'm not fit to speak in front of so many of them. Vararupa Mataji is there, Raja Mataji is there, among the Prabhujis also. Whoever would like to come and share a little bit of your experience, yes, welcome to Dr. Prabhu. The ladies can get ready. Just to say something.
In Marathi, there is a saying, Lahan Kani Motara. If you try to swallow a big morsel, small taking on. So that's what I'm doing now. But let me prepare myself at those times. When I was here, I remember two verses from the scriptures. One was a person like me, in the very much engrossed in the material world. What is the benefit I'm getting when I always given a call by Mataji? That there is a course, please come. And we are really engrossed in material world. So these courses are like, there is one word I remember when I was sitting. It says that Ganga Papam, Shashi Tapam, Dainyam Kalpataro Harai. Which means the sins of material engaged people are taken by Mata Gangaji. And the heat is subsided by when we stand in front of moon. Moon takes away all our heat. And Dainyam means feeling of poverty, which is taken by Kalpataru. When we go to Kalpataru, it takes away our poverty. But next stanza says, Papam Tapam Dainyam Cha Satya Santa Samagame. When you associate with pure devotees, all these things are taken away. So this is our
benefits which we are actually materially oriented persons, but when we come in front of such a personality, we are really out of it and we are naturally given a spiritual death. Second was, I remember that it is said that Durlava Manushan Dehi, everybody knows that his body is very Durlava. Durlava Manushan Dehi, Dehina Pratupistite. But what is more Durlava than attaining this body after 84 lakh species is Sadasam Durlava Manne Vaikuntha Priya Darshanam. Means those who are pure devotees of God, they are very Durlava. It is very rare to see such a devotee. So we got this opportunity by the grace of all other devotees, and they have called us and snatched us from the material world and brought it here. And what a fantastic seminar this was. It was sleek and really crispy. It was very lively. So I very much thankful to Maharaji. And especially I liked one thing she told me, it was very touched my heart. And she said, you call Paramatma in front of you and chant. This gives me like you actually. I will try that from tomorrow because thank you very much.
Thank you, Shamaji. Good afternoon. It was really nice having you here, and as I said earlier to you, it would be really nice to have you over and over again.
Thank you.
And it's a really wonderful experience. And for me especially, it was like going down memory lane because I also met Prabhupada and had some association. So your presence here has going back into the time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Let us first of all chant together, everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. It is said that Ananta Shesh, even though he has got thousands of times, he was not able to finish the glorification of Lord Krishna. Same way, I feel some through my heart that even though I have thousands of times, I am not able to finish the glorification of Mataji. In a very simple way, she has given us the essence of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I beg her that from this day onwards, please help me to chant very sincerely and seriously, and always remember you along with my Guru Maharaj. And I also take pleasure in getting the blessings of all the Vaishnavas here. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Anybody else would like to say something?
Somebody in the Hindi section should get their chance.
Hare Krishna. Mataji ke charno mein mera sadar pranam aur bahut bahut dhanyawad. Rupa ne kaha tha ki body the milk, ki dutho ubalo, aur wo karya रूपा के शिष्य एक अच्छी तरह से परिपूर्णता से पूर्ण कर रहे हैं, जो आने वाली पीढ़ी के लिए जो आवश्यकता है, क्योंकि एक शुद्ध भक्त जाने के बाद पतन की तरफ नीति की तरफ जाते हैं, परंतु रूपा के जो शिष्य है जो प्रदान कर रहे हैं हर तरह से हमें हमारी जैसे बद्ध जीवात्माओं को नाम के प्रति, भगवान की मिशन के प्रति. तो नाम के प्रति जो सेमिनार हुआ, क्यों नाम सुनते कि सोलाराम करिए, सोलाराम करिए, तो सोलाराम वास्तव में क्या, कैसे, क्यों करना है, इसके बारे में जो अनुभव मुझे, मैं पहले से ही मैं पुजारी हूँ और माता जी ने जो कहा उनका एक्सपीरियंस पुजारी के बारे में मुझे बहुत ही सहायता प्रदान करने वाला है. क्योंकि मैं एक पुजारी हूँ, मैं जब से पुजारी बना हूँ, लेकिन मैं पहले मेरा चैंटिंग पूर्ण करता हूँ, तभी भगवान की सेवा में जाता हूँ. मंगलाजी के पहले शिक्षण और कभी करके मैं जाता हूँ, और ज़्यादा मुझे शक्ति मिलेगी माता जी के इस सेमिनार से, क्योंकि मैं और तीव्रता से जब करके भगवान को और प्रसन्न करूँ. मैं भी इस आनंद में और आप सभी इस सेमिनार से प्रसन्न तो होंगे और माता जी के माता जी से कहना चाहूंगा कि और मुझे ब्लेसिंग कृपा प्रदान करे ताकि मैं भगवान की सेवा और हरिनाम की सेवा अच्छे से कर सकूं। हरे कृष्ण।
Just in a nutshell, that he wanted to thank you for your presence and memories of Srila Prabhupada. At the same time, he is also a pujari, so he was very much encouraged by your words about pujari. He was saying that he also chanted them before the service. So he is in love and well.
Great
seminar. Last but not the least, at the end, I would like to thank the management of Jew Temple. His Grace Prashay Prabhuji, His Grace Gurmala Prabhuji and others along with them for arranging this wonderful seminar for the benefit of the congregation, because it is when such big buildings are made and facilities are there, the main utilization is when such activities are done for the advancement of the devotees. Therefore, it is the best way to utilize these facilities is to have such enlightening seminars, where within the four walls of this room, we went all the way up to seeing all the other deities of the world. So we visited the Govardhan Hill, and we also had a darshan of Srila Prabhupada chanting in rounds in LA. So many things. So thank you very much, and I want to thank Anand Bhakti Mataji for all her wonderful efforts. College who have helped her out to organize this whole seminar, and we must acknowledge their efforts and thank them. Bhaktin Ekta, Bhaktin Ekta and Bhaktin Vyom. And Yashpal Prabhu, please wave your hand so we know where you are. And God Jagannath Prabhu. All of them for the wonderful backstage support and all the arrangements. Thank you so much. And last but not the least is Dada Prabhu. He's our eternal translator for ISKCON. Always been on our channel, keep us for Bhagavatam in the morning. So thank you very much, and all the participants for coming and attending this meeting.
Let us chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna. A little token of gratitude from all of us who have done the seminar to Mataji.
I would like to thank everyone who came. I was very happy to come back to Juhu after, since 1988, 10 years? 20 years. How long is that? 1988? 20 years. I was distributing books here 20 years ago, and I'm so happy to be meeting such nice devotees. And next year I will come back and I will do level 2 of the job.
Thank you for having me. Madhavi, you brought
this
for your laptop cover.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, size is
a little big.
Inside you can size
it. Okay, make
that
it.
You can press the laptop and
yeah, yeah.
Press.
No, it's big. Wow, fancy.
You want me to change? No.
Okay, I would just try. Yeah, I think it's okay.
Hare Krishna.
No, Hindi I have taken. Mataji, I was observing this Purushottam mantra, so at the end of the Purushottam mantra you have to...
So nice to meet you.
Thank you a lot for the
video. Did
you place yesterday night itself? I converted into a 3D and I saw it on the television.
Amit Prabhu.
Then stop it now. Some personal realization is coming.